This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Hi, it's Claire Kimball here, founder of The Squiz. One of the things that you've told us time and time again is that you appreciate how we do the news, but also appreciate the fun and the quirky bits and pieces too. So I wanted to let you know that we have a weekly newsletter called The Saturday Squiz. It's the week in news, but it also has recommendations of great recipes, books, TV shows, podcasts, and so much more. So grab your phone, go on, and head to thesquiz.com.au to sign up. We're the shortcut to the news and so much more. That link is also in your episode notes.
In a surprise move, Tasmania's Premier Jeremy Rockliffe called a snap election last month to be held this weekend on the 23rd of March. The election is a real roll of the dice for Rockliffe, who is currently leading the only Liberal state government in the country, albeit from the minority. So in this Squiz shortcut, we'll tell the story of what led to the election announcement and what it all has to do with the AFL and a controversial football stadium. Squiz Shortcuts is your backstory to the big news stories. I'm Alex Tai.
And I'm Siobhan Moran McFarlane.
Siobhan, a Tasmanian election was not really on my bingo card for 2024 because their state election was scheduled to happen next year in 2025.
Yeah, but that's the joy of politics, isn't it, Alex? You just never know what's going to happen. It's so exciting. And this election is happening early because of two former members of the Liberal Party who defected last year, throwing the government into minority rule. So let's tell that story.
Yeah, okay. So I think it's worth knowing that Tasmania has had a Liberal government since 2014, when the party had their best ever electoral result and beat a Labor government that had been in power for 16 years. So we are now just shy of 10 years of Liberal rule in Tasmania.
And things had been going smoothly for the government. There were a couple of non-dramatic changes of premier, with the current premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, being sworn in April of 2022.
Now, this is where the drama and the story really starts, because one of the things that Rockliffe inherited when he became premier was a plan to get Tasmania its very own AFL team. And Tasmanians love their AFL. Mm. It has been their main football code forever, but they have so far not had a Tasmanian team in the main AFL league.
And yet, the AFL has expanded over the years, from its home in Victoria up to Queensland and out to Western Australia, and then including teams from places like the Gold Coast and Western Sydney. As that expansion of the league went on, Tasmanian football lovers have started to get a little bit antsy over the fact that their state has been passed over for a license to join the AFL.
Right. So in 2019, a task force was formed in Tasmania to figure out how to get an AFL team for the state. And under the former Tassie Premier, Peter Gutwin, that plan came to include a deal. The deal was that Tassie would get an AFL team if they built a new AFL stadium for that team.
Yeah, and so the Tasmanian government started working on that deal, but then Gutwin stepped down and was replaced by Jeremy Rockliffe, who kept working on that same deal. And by negotiating with the federal government, Rockliffe did secure funding for the stadium.
Exactly. So the stadium is going to cost around $715 million. Tassie's government said that they would pay for just over half of that. And in April 2023, Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, came out and announced that the federal government would chip in $240 million for the stadium. And with the AFL also putting in $15 million and the remaining $85 million coming from private land deals, that meant that the AFL stadium was a go-ahead.
And sure enough, the next month, the AFL CEO, Gillon McLachlan, and Jeremy Rockliffe did a joint press conference to announce that, hooray, we're about to have this new stadium and Tasmania will get its own AFL team. It was a really big moment of celebration in the AFL world.
But this is where the story starts to turn for Rockliffe, because within his party, questions started to be asked about all that money going towards the stadium.
Those questions were mainly coming from two Tasmanian Liberal members of parliament called Lara Alexander and John Tucker. They said they weren't necessarily opposed to the stadium, but they wanted more transparency about the decision to spend so much. And we should say, Alex, it wasn't just those two who were unhappy about the proposal.
Right. There were also protests against the spending from community members as well as Labour and the Greens. All of those people saying the money should have gone to address shortfalls in healthcare or the state's housing and homelessness crisis. Now, the Liberals' response to that was that building a stadium and having an AFL team would generate jobs and hundreds of millions of dollars worth of economic activity. Mm. So that was an argument happening in public. But as it turned out, Siobhan, going back to those two Liberal members, behind closed doors, they were really quite upset.
Yeah, and we know that because within the fortnight of the announcement of Tasmania's new AFL team, both of those members had quit the Liberal Party. There were other things they weren't happy with, but the stadium deal was really the central reason why they moved to the crossbench and became independents.
So that was a big dramatic moment in Tassie politics, and it put into question the future of Jeremy Rockliffe's government. That is coming up next.
This week, our podcast is brought to you by Aware Super. Regardless of whether retirement is 2 or 20 years away, Aware Super can help you get a plan in place to live your best retirement. Visit aware.com.au to find out more.
So, Siobhan, so far the story is that Tasmania has made this deal to build a stadium in order to get an AFL team, but that promise has started to tear Jeremy Rockliffe's government apart. So let's talk about what it meant for those two Liberal MPs to quit the Liberal Party.
This is where we get into a bit of maths, Alex. Not too much, though, don't worry. But since 1998, Tasmania has had a relatively small parliament with just 25 seats. And that has meant that to hold a majority in the parliament, a party needs to hold 13 seats.
Right. And having a majority of more than half of the parliament means that you can pass legislation without needing votes from other parties. You've got all the votes you need just from your own party. And Siobhan, before those two people quit, the Liberal Party had that majority, but only just. They had exactly 13 people. So you can see where this is going, maths wise.
Yes, exactly. 13 minus 2 is 11, and that meant the Rockliffe Liberal government was now short of a majority. But Rockliffe and the Liberals were able to stay in power because he'd signed a deal with those two former Liberals, John Tucker and Lara Alexander.
That deal said that Tucker and Alexander would basically keep the government running. They'd agree to pass all the spending bills necessary to do that. So on one hand, that is great for the Liberals, but on the other hand, it does still mean that Rockliffe always needed to be thinking about keeping those two people happy. And it also meant that passing any new laws beyond just keeping the government functioning, new laws would require extra negotiation.
The term for this is a minority government, and what it means in practice is that whenever the government wants to pass new legislation, as you say, it needs to secure votes from other members of parliament to get things over the line, and it's a really tricky situation to be in politically.
And that is the situation that Rockliffe and the Liberals have found themselves in for almost a year, since May 2023. That is until last month when Rockliffe came out and said, this simply isn't working anymore.
Yeah, and the story that he told was that those two former Liberal MPs who were now independents were frankly just getting too hard to deal with. According to Rockliffe, they'd started making demands that he couldn't agree with and were refusing to negotiate.
So before calling the election, Rockliffe said he'd actually given the pair a written ultimatum to try and keep the relationship and the government from derailing. He wrote to them, I'm happy to work with you on policy and constituent issues, but then he went on to say, it is not acceptable that every discussion is held with a my way or the highway approach.
Yeah, and he also wrote, I will not allow the government to be held to ransom every sitting week. So some pretty strong language there, Alex. And it didn't even work, which is why Rockliffe had to come out and announce that Tasmania would be going to an election a year earlier than planned.
All of it starting with an AFL stadium. And Siobhan, we should say that just in the last week, Tasmania's AFL team did officially launch. Mm. They had an event on Monday where they revealed a green Guernsey and said that the team would be called, as everyone predicted, the Tasmanian Devils.
Yes, and there were a lot of smiling faces there. But as for the politics, the Liberal leader, Jeremy Rockliffe, requested that colleagues from his party didn't attend the team launch. Now, that's probably because he doesn't want his party too closely associated with the AFL team, given the controversy. But the surprise was that the Labour leader, Rebecca White, did go to the team launch.
Yes. So the nuance here is that Labour has always been for Tasmania having an AFL team, but against the stadium.
And White, the Labour leader, says that if elected, she'll renegotiate the deal with the AFL so that Tassie can have a team without building a new stadium. So that's her plan. And she says she's very excited about the team. But the AFL has also come out to say that they are not open to renegotiating the stadium deal with Labour.
There's just so much about this stadium, and it's just one of those issues where we'll have to wait and see what happens if Labour does get elected. So, Siobhan, on that, we should focus on what else this election could mean for Tasmania, including that possible change in government.
Yeah, so that could happen, Alex, but the Liberal Party is currently ahead in the polls, so it does seem like, at least for now, they will come out on top. But even if they do, there is an open question over whether they can win more than half the seats and get itself out of that tricky minority government position that we were talking about before.
That will be one of the main things to watch for on Saturday night as the results from the election come in. But the other possibility that's been floated is that Labour gets enough of the vote to then form a coalition government by grouping together with either the Greens or the Independents or the Jackie Lambie Network or a combination of all three.
Yeah, so a lot of squizzers will be familiar with the name Jackie Lambie. She's the Tasmanian federal politician who started her own political party back in 2015. And it is possible that her party could help to decide who leads the Tasmanian government after this weekend.
Yeah, it's an interesting political mix in Tasmania. Mm. And as a sidebar, Siobhan, we should also note that at this election, the number of seats in the Tassie Parliament is going up from 25, as we mentioned earlier, to 35, which means that whichever party wants to lead the parliament will need 18 seats to form a majority or 18 seats in a coalition. So that is just something to keep in mind on Saturday as well. And to finish off, we should also look at the policy issues at play in this election. Now, a poll from the start of the campaign had the top three issues as healthcare, cost of living, and access to a GP.
Yeah, it's quite surprising because as for the stadium, which has had so much of the media coverage, It might come as a surprise to learn that it ranked way, way down the list of priorities, with 55% of people in that survey saying that the stadium was not at all important as an election issue. So it's going to be really fascinating to see how that plays out.
Yes, and a final bit of context to note is that Tasmania is actually the only state in Australia that currently has a Liberal government.
We know that our federal politicians will be looking to this election for clues on what Australians care about and for how Aussies are feeling about each of the major parties, especially in Queensland, where Labour politicians took a bit of a beating in last weekend's by-elections.
Yes, there will be a lot of eyes on Tasmania this weekend. And that is your shortcut to Tasmania's election. Now, on to our recommendations. Each week on the podcast, we like to give some extra reading, watching, or listening recommendations on the topic of the shortcut. And this week, Siobhan, the ABC has a good video on the political leaders in Tasmania from the Liberals, Labour, and the Greens. So if you want to know more about each of the heads of the parties before this Saturday, that is worth a watch.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a bit of fun, I'm also going to link an article about the big potato statue in Tasmania, which is relevant to politics, I promise, because the Premier, Jeremy Rockliffe, put up the potato statue with his dad about four decades ago.
It's a very funny potato statue. It has a little pat, so we will have links to that in the show notes. And if you like what you heard, please tell people about the podcast. And if you have any requests, you can send them through to hello@thesquiz.com.au. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.
Hi there, it's Bryce Corbett here from Squiz Kids. It's been a big couple of weeks for news, and one thing that's emerged is the increasingly concerning role that mis- and disinformation are playing in the wake of big news events. It's why there's never been a more important time for our kids to be taught to be critical consumers of media. It's also why we created NewsHounds, a fun 8-part podcast series with accompanying classroom workbook to teach primary school kids how to spot misinformation when they come across it online. It's already been used in over 2,000 classrooms around the country. To make sure the kids in your life are among them, get their teacher to head to squizkids.com.au and sign up for a free account. You're very welcome.